This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
A whole lot to me. I've been watching him since I was from way back in the 50s when I was real young, a little girl. I used to skip school and hide my books in the park somewhere and come to the Apollo to see Jane Brown.
We, the U.S., have urged and continue to urge the Ethiopian government to exercise maximum restraint in intervening or responding to developments in Somalia and to assure the protection of civilians. However, no Somali party should use external actors as an excuse to avoid further dialogue.
Unless a political settlement is reached through negotiation, Somalia will face a period of deepening conflict and heightening instability, which will be disastrous for the long-suffering people of Somalia and could also have serious consequences for the entire region.
After more than 25 years as Iraq's dictatorial president, after being deposed by the US-led invasion in 2003, and after spending 3 years in captivity, Saddam Hussein is dead.
I do think it will put some renewed energy in the Sunni insurgency. Not that it needs more energy. It's already got quite a bit of energy. It's causing quite a lot of damage to U.S. troops and the Iraqi government.
The president's passing was peaceful. He was with Mrs. Ford and his children and at the residence there in Rancho Mirage.
I had to go through Senate committee hearings, which were also very vigorous. So everything that happened to me was appropriate under the Constitution. So I had no reluctance to assume the office and to do my duties.
With faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the body of our brother Gerald for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, the giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection in the company of the saints.